Time to talk some Oregon softball. They're on a roll. One loss since the third day of April. Win against Utah tonight at home. They wrap up a fourth straight outright Pac-12 regular season title. Ranked third in the national polls. We welcome in head coach Mike White. Hey, coach, been a while. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Can't wait to get going this weekend.
I'm sure. And I mentioned you're on the brink of maybe another conference title. You're high in the national rankings. Yet in the power rankings, you're about ninth. We know the top eight seeds get the regionals at home. So while your team seems to have no problem being focused, perhaps knowing the value of playing at your place, maybe a little extra motivation?
Oh, definitely. You know, we're still trying to kind of feel our feet at home here. We've only had a few weeks here, you know, brand new stadium, and obviously we would love to bring home a championship to this new stadium. And but you know, right now the crowds have been fantastic. We've been getting 2,500 people two or three times out here, and it's been packed and great atmosphere and great energy. So we're looking forward to this weekend.
We had Sheridan Hawkins on last week, and I'm going to use the word delightful, but beyond what an incredible pitcher she is, she has that joy of the game as one of your senior leaders. How contagious is that passion kind of as it trickles down to the rest of your team?
Oh, it's very contagious. I mean, she just loves the game. She has, you know, the word I think is passion, and she has a passion for the game, and you see it when she's out there on the mound. She's very animated. You know, she's when a ball gets hit, she's coaxing it, you know, like a putter would, you know, somebody putting a ball would coax it to go in the hole, you know. She's coaxing it to an out, and, you know, just, you know, she's clapping every play the team makes. And she just really, 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 you know, carries his team on her shoulder sometimes.
One thing I found interesting, obviously, when she arrived, she was primarily a rise ball pitcher. But last year, you had a conversation with her. Some adjustments were made. What was changed, and I guess what was added to her repertoire in the circle?
Well, mainly it's been a good changeup. You know, I think that, you know, people, you know, seeing her for the third year, fourth year in a row, they get to kind of get her timing down a little bit. So we wanted something else to go to just to be able to throw them off a little bit. And, you know, last few weeks her changeup's really been working pretty well. You know, she still has doubts every now and then on those pitches, but, you know, right now she has an option of using some other pitches.
Your number two starter, Megan, had a rough outing last time, but, you know, coming here to play a key role for a team that's been to the World Series in consecutive seasons, she's having a great season, 16-4, ERA in the mid-twos. How would you evaluate the way she's come along and the kind of freshman season she's had?
Well, yeah, I mean, we all knew once Carissa Hovengay left last season, you know, as a senior, we're going to have a tough shoes to fill, but Megan's been able to fill that void pretty well and give us that dependable second-day starter, you know, and give us some quality innings and allow us, you know, if the option comes around to bring either Megan in, bring Sheridan in, or Jerrianne Glasgow to help close games out. But, you know, Megan is just so consistent. She doesn't feel any pressure at all. She works her locations pretty well and has a nice changeup. So, yeah, she's been a very delightful person to have out there and a good option for us.
We're talking Duck softball with head coach Mike White. You know, I mentioned Sheridan as one of your seniors, but it's a heck of a list. Coral Costa, Haley Decker, Gillespie, Linval. As a coaching staff, how much of a benefit is it to have a group like that who are not only great players but know your style and what's expected of them as Oregon softball players?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we've got five of those seniors that started with the team and another three that came in as transfers. But, you know, they kind of help the underclassmen, and they know the expectations of the program, whether it's on the field or off the field, whether it's in the weight room or the classroom. And, you know, they just help become another coaching staff member as a unit. And I thought they've done a good job this year as a group. You know, they've stayed pretty focused. Obviously, you know, we're in the hunt for their fourth crown, and you know, they're doing a great job of, you know, teaching those underclassmen right now.
Now, one player who's a sophomore is Jenna Lilly, who was spectacular as a freshman. Then, of course, you go to March 26th, and it was just frightening, that pitch directly into her face. Yet there she is 11 days later back in the lineup. When you think about that moment and about what she just did in the Cal series, how do you even gauge her level of toughness and just marvel at what a competitor she is?
Well, yeah, you could tell it even, you know, on the day she got hit, she goes in the dugout and was more concerned the fact that she helped the team by getting on base. You know, it's like, my gosh, Jenna, you know. And then the option came down whether she was going to get her nose re-broke or not. And she said, well, does it mean I'm going to miss a game?
Unbelievable.
Are you really? You know, it's like, come on, kid.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just the way she is. She's really concerned about helping the team, and she has a love for the game and wants to just keep playing. So, you know, right now she's out. You wouldn't even know something happened 3 or 4 weeks ago like that. And it was a terrible experience, you know, a ball right in the face. And, you know, right now she's just loving every moment of being back on the field.
Now, obviously your offense kind of jumps off the page, nationally ranked 4th, I think, in batting average. Sheridan's one of the best in the country, has pretty much rewritten the Duck record book. So heading into this final regular season series against the Utes, how would you gauge the performance of your defense overall this year?
Well, I think it's been much better as a whole. I mean, we've had a couple of games where we've had some issues. You know, we had last weekend against Cal, I think we had 4 errors in one game, and UCLA was another game. But those have been anomalies more than you know, something has happened every week. And, you know, at times we've played just outstanding defense. I think the Arizona series when Megan Kleiss was pitching, that was probably as good as I've seen us play. So, you know, right now, it's, you know, can we bring that every game and have that consistency? You know, the fielding percentage as a team, I think it's around the 970s, which is the highest it's been since I've been at the program. So I'm excited to see if we can continue to build on that and close the season out with some great fielding.
All right, final thought. USA Softball has announced their final 25 for the College Player of the Year. Coral Costa on that list. Her numbers are borderline silly. I mean, she's hitting .423. Her on-base percentage is .520. And I remember talking with you when she was a freshman. She was not only a great softball player, a great soccer player. What can you say about the kind of player she's been and the impact she's made on your program?
Yeah, what most people don't see is how hard somebody works in the off season. And Coral, you know, every time at practice you see her, she's running laps, she's doing something to get better. You know, so I think she's really taken it upon herself to have a real senior season. And this year we've kind of, you know, bumped her up from the 7th position in the batting order up to 3, and she's just done a remarkable job. And for someone that you know, doesn't have the luxury of beating some hits out, you know, with speed and stuff, she's hitting the ball very, very well and got some huge RBIs for us. You know, and she was coming back from a neck injury about a couple of weeks ago, and I'm hoping that she's going to be back at full strength this weekend.
All right, 7 o'clock tonight, Jane Sanders Stadium, big one against Utah. Coach, you're heading into the postseason. It's good to catch up with you, and I look forward to chatting with you as you get into another postseason.
That'd be awesome, Steve, and thank you, and go Ducks.